Through the Black Uncensored is absolutely not a YouTube-friendly show, although there is nothing actually wrong with it. Tom and Jared get into things most of the church would be afraid to cover. What you are watching now is a heavily edited version of the full episode in order to comply with YouTube's guidelines and standards. There are extremely important topics covered in the full version, things every Christian needs to know, that YouTube will not allow to be discussed. For the full version of this episode, become a member of Daily Renegade today by clicking on the link in the description below. Don't allow YouTube to tell you what you're allowed to watch, talk about, or think.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I want to get serious, dude, because Josh Peck is depending on us. So
that's not true.
I've got some important stuff here that I do want to talk about. I've got a story of my own, Jared. If we are able to get some time for me tonight, that would be great. Let's get back to what you wanted to talk about, though.
I just wanted to know if you've started developing your presentation for the conference in October.
I have not.
What do you?
I have not. Actually, somebody sent me a text today that kind of helped me.
What? What was it? Who was it? Oh, me? It was me.
Yeah.
It was me.
Yeah. I am, I'm going to be
What's the overall theme of the talk, though? Like, what are you going to be leaning towards? Like,
me?
What's
going to be the... I'm going to be talking about how they do damage control. Matter of fact, I might even call it damage control.
Who's they?
Anybody who wants to cover up a crime, they do damage control.
Okay, but you're going to specifically target the satanic ritual abuse aspect
yes,
of crimes. I guess
exactly.
You. And how they cover up satanic ritual abuse. I like it. That's good. So you can cover a multitude of cases. So that text I sent you today about how the media works to their advantage most of the time was actually a very timely text.
I don't want to give away everything here. You got to come to the conference, folks.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The media, and they have other means besides the media, but the media is a big player. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, though. That's all I'm going to say.
I hear
and
you.
And of course, when that book, maybe not a little bit, but they weren't able to implement social media back in the day when that specific case that they referenced happened. So it doesn't matter, whatever media. And we know that in a big way today because of all the ridiculous censorship that the right is getting. I feel like every time I mention politics, I got to give a disclaimer. Can we just make it a rule that we're allowed to talk about politics?
I think so.
Without having to give it a disclaimer that we know that both sides are in on it.
Did you see – well, the second you say Trump, it's like, oh, you're for him or you're against him? Like,
yeah.
Wait, are you on it? Are you into the Trump prophecies? You know those Trump prophecies, bro? Are you down with supporting Israel? Which, I don't know, like, it's like a whole thing. Like, Josh Peck the other day jumped – what did he do? He mentioned something on Facebook about Israel and had like a million people attack him for being pro-Israel. He said he believed Israel had a right to exist, and people were like, die, you know.
I was like, well, I didn't see the actual initial post, but I saw the aftermath.
It was funny because then he I can't remember if he did this before or after, but then he was like, I think the moon landings happened, and then it was like just on and on, like, I don't know, dude. It was funny. It just, people are crazy, dude. I'm so tired of
dude
people.
I did see the moon landing thing, but I didn't get the connection, so okay, that makes sense.
Trolling.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's cool. That makes sense.
So what I was looking at this morning had to do with the Orkney Islands in Scotland, because there's a whole case that's, do you remember the Orkney case that took place in 1991? Have you heard about it?
I've heard about it when I went to Scotland, actually. And Russ and I were over there almost a year ago at a conference, and there was a lady who spoke about that case. And that's the first time I ever heard of that case.
Had Russ ever heard about it?
I don't think he had.
See, there's a whole workup about somebody that was a journalist during that time period that made it into that SRA book you sent me. And he wrote a whole thing about what happened. And it was really kind of weird, dude. Like, I was trying to wrap my head around it, but it seemed like, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you remember what this lady was saying was different, but it was like somebody picked up on the fact that these kids were abused. They jumped in to help. Kids got removed from the family. private conversations with the kids after there was evidence of abuse in like inculcated like a large group of collective families. And then the families got the media to rally around them. And as the media and like the, let's see, I wasn't 100% sure what was being made, the points that were being made about social workers. But in the history of this, they started indicating that like, this was where things started to change, where it was like a huge problem to question like the social workers of that day. Like it was not something that culturally you did. And so they kind of described how the court system worked a little differently and the power that the social worker had. But I really wasn't 100% sure if it seemed like the social worker, I don't know. I didn't really understand if the social workers were on the parent side or on the side of the government. But anyway, the judge ended up ruling that it was all a bunch of crap and all the investigators screwed it up and there wasn't any real evidence. And they sent these kids back. And like right before they sent the kids back to their families, these kids had like mental breakdowns at the thought of leaving foster care. Like they just could not physically and emotionally handle the idea of going back because they were scared of what was coming, you know?
Doesn't that sound familiar that the judge ruled that that it was all a bunch of bunk?
So I'm not 100% sure if in the course of this, if the journalist that was writing this piece was saying that the social workers were, you know, with the judge, or if it didn't make a lot of sense to me. But essentially, he was explaining how you can't question them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how they're above reproach, which that's exactly what we saw. You remember when we put the information for the social workers on our YouTube channel in the comment section to have people call and write and declare injustice? And we got hammered about how awful we were for doing that. Do you remember that?
I don't, honestly, dude, I don't know why I can't remember what you're talking about right now.
Okay, the Ella Draper video that we did when we first talked to Ella, in the comment section, we put the email address and phone number for the social workers that were working those cases so people could call and publicly protest what was happening years ago.
Okay.
And we got, like, it was a flurry of activity amongst the Trollstead group, right? They just, like, lost their ever-loving minds. Like, as crazy as they were that Ella was on our channel, they lost their ever-loving minds even more when the social worker stuff was up. And it was like, wow, we had never seen trolling on that level before. It was just like very interesting. It was like, wow, something crazy is going on. Like there has to be something to this whole Hampstead thing because look at the kind of opposition to it. And then you go through and you're reading these old accounts from like 1991 and the mid-90s, early 90s, mid-90s, late 90s of high-profile cases that took place. And the same kind of situational events in the government kind of like encased it. It's like the same old story, you know. Don't target the social workers. Don't talk about the social workers. You know, there's a way that the media comes in and demonizes the satanic element, and then the judges overrule and say it's all a bunch of crap. But really behind the scenes, all the evidence seems to indicate that there's something going on there. And the way the media pounces on it, anybody that's questioning or trying to find answers ends up getting placed in the minority of position and they're ostracized to the point that they don't even want to deal with it anymore. You know, it's like the whole system is engineered to marginalize you and to make you feel isolated in trying to pursue these things. And when in the course of the Orkney case, when somebody started trying, when the court actually acknowledged that something was going on, or like somebody in the government actually went ahead and paid for an independent study or something, they put Lord Clark or some guy named Lord Clark or something who had, I don't know, a research organization or something, put him in charge of it. And they didn't even go after trying to prove or disprove the sexual abuse that was claimed. It ended up turning into more of like a sociological study of the impact that this had. And it was like really, it was just weird reading it. It was like they take it, they deny it, and then they twist it, and then they divert other people's attention here and allocate resources away from the problem. It's like, oh, it's like we're doing something, but they're not really doing something. It's like waving your hands, yeah. And it's like they're like digging a hole with a shovel, acting like they're working, but every scoop of the shovel goes right back in the hole. And it's an illusion of work.
I've got something to say about that, a very current event, but I want to do it after we switch over to to the Daily Renegade subscribers
only. Okay. I feel you, dog.
So when are we doing that?
Here in a few minutes. I don't know.
Okay.
We can do it right now. Who cares?
Okay.
Let's do it right now. Guys, this is it for the free portion of the Daily Renegade through the Black Uncensored show. So if you want to listen to what Tom apparently has to say, you're going to have to switch over to a subscription over there at thedailyrenegade.com. Am I forgetting anything? I'm not very good at sales pitches like this. I'm only really good at wheeling and dealing.
Throughtheblack.com, realdarknews.com. Thanks, guys. And we'll see you.
We'll see you over there, yes.
Peace. Do we hear the wailing now? Do we hear kneeling down to a crown with thorns on, sorrows born, heaven's come down for?